Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. The British Prime Minister David Cameron is preparing for a day of frantic diplomacy in Brussels as he tries to win support from the 27 other European leaders to achieve the reforms he wants. A deal would pave the way for a referendum in the UK on Britain's membership of the EU. One potential sticking point is the concern that changes to welfare payments designed specifically for Britain could be adopted later by other member states. Alex Forsyth has this report.
For the next 2 days, lawyers will be on hand to hammer out legal and technical changes to the proposed UK deal, but it will be for EU leaders to resolve the remaining political differences. There's no final agreement on the precise language governing equality between countries inside and outside the Eurozone, or on how changes to welfare payments for EU migrants in the UK would work and for how long they could be enforced.
Government officials in the United States say that President Obama will make a historic visit to Cuba in the coming weeks, marking a turning point in the relations between the two countries after more than half a century of hostility. John Soper reports.
The speed with which this relationship has soared has been nothing short of breathtaking. It was just over a year ago that Presidents Obama and Raul Castro said they wanted to put the hostility of the Cold War behind them. Last summer, their respective embassies reopened in Washington and Havana, and earlier this week it was announced that instead of there being the occasional charter flying into Cuba from the US, commercial aviation would resume with 110 flights a day from across America to the Caribbean island.
Pope Francis has highlighted the plight of people who are forced to migrate. He was celebrating Mass with thousands of worshippers who had gathered in the Mexican border town of Ciudad Juarez. More from Katie Watson.
Tens of thousands of people came to watch the border Mass, the Pope's final event and the culmination of a trip that was all about meeting people on the margins. Just a few moments before, the Pope had prayed in silence for the thousands of people who'd lost their lives trying to cross to the United States. This was a hugely symbolic Mass, a gesture to unite two sides. As a Latin American and a child of immigrants, this is a subject close to his heart.
Katie Watson. The State Department in the United States says it is aware that radioactive material is missing from a storage facility near the southern Iraqi city of Basra. Iraq reported that they reported the theft of up to 10 grams of an iridium isotope used to treat cancer to the International Atomic Energy Agency late last year. Iraqi officials say the material, which poses a risk of bodily and environmental harm, could also be used as a weapon if acquired by the Islamic State militant group. World News from the BBC. In Egypt, the last remaining center for the treatment of torture victims has been ordered to close by the authorities. The El Nadeem Center has documented human rights abuses and provided counseling to victims of torture since 1993, but it has been given until next week to shut down. The authorities said it had breached health ministry regulations. Polls have opened in Uganda's presidential and parliamentary elections. President Yoweri Museveni is widely expected to win again, extending his tenure into a fourth decade. He faces seven challengers. Several polls indicate that he'll win the 50% of the vote needed to avoid a runoff. The main opposition candidate, Kizza Besigye, has already said that he does not expect the vote to be free and fair. Venezuela has increased the price of petrol, which is practically free in the oil-producing country, for the first time in almost 20 years. Announcing several measures aimed at fighting Venezuela's economic crisis, President Nicolas Maduro said a liter of premium petrol would go up from the equivalent of 1 US cent to 95 cents. Scientists studying a tiny sea snail have discovered that it swims using the same movements as flying insects. The so-called sea butterfly has two wing-like appendages, where most snails have a single foot. The BBC's Jonathan Webb now reports.
The sea butterfly looks like a transparent, gelatinous snail, with slimy wings sprouting from the opening of its shell. But instead of using those appendages as paddles, like most types of swimming plankton, this tiny animal genuinely appears to fly underwater. Tracking its movement in minute detail, researchers found that the snail's wingtips trace out a figure of eight to generate lift, just like those of an insect. It may not float, but the sea butterfly does, apparently, swim like a bee.
That's the BBC News.